This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 5, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10. It says there, "Be still and know that I am God." End of quote. The original meaning of the word still in Hebrew comes from a word meaning release or let go. In other words, have a loose grip on things, circumstances, and people, and no, we are not in control. However, God is in control. The writer of the Psalm 46 was faced with fearful circumstances, as verse 2 to 3 describes. However, in the midst of shaking, fearful, roaring, and troubled time, the writer acknowledges the presence of the Lord. Because God is in the middle of it all, the city of God will not be moved. He says the God of Jacob is our fortress, and therefore his people would be safe and secure even in the midst of horrible experiences. Beloved, are you faced with the fearful, shaking, and troubled times? No, God is in control. Please know God is sovereign. In the midst of our struggles, confusion, and shocking circumstances, God asks us to be quiet before him. In other words, stop fighting, striving, and be silent and quiet before the Lord. Give it to the Lord and allow him to take over your case and work on it. Secondly, after being quiet, pray. Ask God to help you see things the way he sees. Pray for a clear mind and good understanding. If possible, write down your prayers and save it in a Word document. Later, you will look back your prayers and would wonder how God took care of your worries and problems. Thirdly, open the Bible, the Word of God, and start reading. Cultivate a daily quiet and meditation time with the Lord. When you read the Bible, God talks to you. You prayed before, and now you listen to what God says to you when you open the Bible and read from it on a daily basis. Fourthly, think about what you read. Give careful attention and ponder on what you read. Keep God's counsel inside your heart. Start doing what he asked you to do. Fifthly, write down daily what God communicated to you through his word. Keep and save your discoveries from the Bible in a daily dictionary or a Word document. You will get a lot of communications from God as you cultivate regular time of prayer and reading of the Bible. This way, you will gather a great measure of treasure for your future. Sixthly, thank the Lord and pray again. Cultivate daily conversation with the Lord. Say to him what he communicated to you through the Bible. Ask questions and thank him. Remember, it does not need to be a long time. Start in a small way and extend more time if possible later. Prayer, daily reading of the Bible, taking notes, and thank and close with the prayer, all these can be done in less than 30 minutes. If you have a computer and a Word document, it will make it much easier. This is one of the best ways we can be still before God and acknowledge he is God and is in sovereign control. Why should we do this? The verse 1 of chapter Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength. He is the very present help in trouble. There is no refuge and strength out there apart from God. He is presently available to help you 24 hours and 7 days of the week. Beloved, all the above that I talk to you are foreign language if you do not have a personal relationship with God in heaven. First thing first, right? If you are not yet connected to God, I can help you today. Jesus Christ, who came to this earth and paid for all your sins with his sinless and divine blood, is the only mediator between you and God. You can begin a new life by accepting Christ as your Savior right now in a small prayer with me. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to obey your command to be still and know that you are God and you are in sovereign control. I will pray, meditate on the Bible every day. I need your wise counsel to face issues of my life. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I believe He shed His blood to save me and grant me eternal life in heaven. Lord, please save me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.